Welcome to Tipped Off Radio. I'm with John Cruz. And John, you know, when a guy gets a new boat, which you just changed to Bass Cat, talk about getting that boat, getting acclimated to it. What are some of the things, the first things you do when you get your boat?
Oh, yeah. The first thing I do is I open up all the boxes and get that good new boat smell and just really suck it in. I mean, that's my favorite part about a new boat. And after that gets worn off and I go take a nap, I come back and I open up all my compartments and I take out all my stuff and lay it out beside my boat and try to figure out where everything would fit properly and what's going to be the most efficient on the water. You know, time is money. Whether you're fishing for $20 against your buddy or you're fishing for $100,000 or $500,000 against the professional ranks, you need to be efficient because time is money. And what I do is one of my rod lockers usually stays as a complete rod locker, and then the storage, other storage compartments in the front compile probably 80 to 90% of my tackle that I carry on the boat. Right there in the front, right there next to my rods, right there where everything is. My driver's side rod locker is usually where I keep a few rods. I keep a lot of spare things, spare trolling motor props, stuff like that. Jackets. I carry a little propane heater when it's real cold. I put that in there. It's got a ton of room. I run in the Bass Cat Puma right now. And then the rear compartments, I keep things that I need when I'm in the back. Sometimes I'll keep some spare lures, things that I may need later on that I don't need every day. You know, it's not the things I use a lot. So I kind of keep that extra tackle in the back along with my gloves and my sunglasses. Sunblock, very important to have the sunblock. And then you want to make sure that you have anything. I keep my little emergency kit is what I call it, my little box with my toilet paper in it. I keep that in the back. And, you know, I have a few towels and so forth back there. I kind of keep everything very logical, try to keep everything very simple, and so I know where everything is. And at the end of the day, I go back and I put everything back in where it goes. If I fished with 20 different crankbaits and they're all over the floor, I put them back where I know that they go. So there's not a big pile of crankbaits in the floor. That's just the way I am. I'm very... organizing is big on my list. I like to be very organized because, like I said, time is money on the water, and organizing is a good way to cut down on that.
Let's talk about how many more casts you get. You know, when you're looking at that, organizing that boat so you know where everything's at the second you need it, how many casts do you get, you think, extra a day because you are organized?
I don't know. I know you get extra casts. What I think you get is that you get the confidence to take 30 seconds and tie on a different spinnerbait to try it to see if it'll work. Because there are times when you can get one, two, even three or four more bites because you just changed blades on your spinnerbait or you changed colors on a lure. And if you're not organized, you're say, well, that'll take too long to try to find that, so I just won't do it. And it really makes it so where you're more willing to try different things and it makes you a better angler because of it.
Well, the boats now, you know, are equipped pretty well, and they've kind of got an idea because the pros have told them, hey, this is the way we like them laid out, and some of those kind of things. If you can make one adjustment or one change in your boat, what would be the thing you would do?
I don't know. I've been in my Puma for a few weeks now, and I'm really, really liking the layout the way it is. The Puma has a big net compartment in the front, and that's designed for the weekend fishermen. You know, of course, us in the Elite Series, we don't use nets. And that's just something that you know, 90%+ of the fishermen out there use and like. But me personally, I don't have it. Aside from that, I think that the Bass Cat Puma is a very well laid out boat. It's very fast, turns well. It's a good size. It's small. It's still nimble, but it's big enough. It's 20 feet 4 inches that it can handle the big water. So there's very little I change on that Puma.
Well, Bass Cat, of course, been around for 35 years plus, almost 36 now. You got involved with them. What are going to be some of the things you're going to work with them on, do you think, to be able to help them make their line even better?
You know, Rick and I, the owner Rick and I, we have a great dialogue on what we think should be better, what we could do to make it better, things we could do to improve it. And, man, he is on top of it more than anybody I've ever seen in this industry. You know, I've already bounced a few ideas off of him, and he's already been there and done that, had that idea or had somebody tell him. So he is on top of the game, and that's why they keep winning the J.D. Power Award. You know, now they run it for a record third straight year. They've only been in the contest 3 years, and they've won it all 3 years. So that's pretty impressive to me.
Well, John, I got to tell you, all that stuff that you just told me about getting that boat ready, number one, you're tipping people off to that. One thing I remember most, don't let your toilet paper get wet.
Absolutely. No matter what kind of boat you have, you need to be very organized, and you need to logically think about what you use and when you use it, and lay your boat out accordingly so that you can be the most efficient angler as possible on the water.
That has been John Cruz, and folks, you've just been tipped off.